serve in the east of England right.
Hello, William Stifko Cadaver, controller of programs and chief pig disemboweler.
Arthur Ploxted to see you.
Oh, Ploxted, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed reading your scripts.
I haven't written them yet.
I know, I just couldn't wait. By the way, this is your new director and head of goat spaying, Royston Turnoff. He used to work on sitcoms on ATV, showing laughter buttons to their seats. That is, until he took the elixir of eternal senility and now works for Anglia.
Hello, please, Mitchell.
Hello.
Now then, this new series of yours, Tales of the Undead. As you know, we'll be basing each episode on one of your short stories, and the whole thing will get the customary Anglia-star treatment. The sets will, of course, be extremely lavish, as we're filming them in the gent.
So, all you have to do is to change your name to Rachel, and we'll start with...
I beg your pardon?
Change your name to Rachel, you don't mind, do you?
Why on earth should I change my name to Rachel?
Well, it's a little tricky, you see. The Anglia Graphics Department, being what it is, namely a store for sheep's entrails, we haven't actually got enough letters for Arthur Ploxted's Tales of the Undead. We've only got enough for the word Rachel, you see.
Rachel's a woman's name. I'm a man.
That's all right. We've booked the editing suite for Tom Turner.
Yes.
Rachel Ploxted's Tales of the Undead. It sounds terrible.
Well, I suppose we could try making other titles using the same letters. Let's see, we could call it Alec Threads, Tales of the Unexploded.
Yes, not bad. Or Charles Node's Tale of the Dud Playtex.
That's a good one. Or what about Ina Sharples? Text of the Eluded Cod.
You're mad.
Of course.
This is supposed to be a thriller series. Let me look. How about... I know. Somebody or Other's Tales of the Unexpected. Mm. We can do that, won't we?
Oh, yes, yes. But look at the letters you've got left over. Two A's, two D's, two L's, an H, and on and O. You'll never make a name out of those.
We must be able to scrape something together. Now, what about that?
That's the silliest looking name I've ever seen.
You'll never know, that might just catch on. Let's give it a try, shall we?
If any woman is a creature of habit, it is my wife. Every Friday morning, without fail, she settles the bill with the milkman and gets up. At 1 o'clock precisely, she gets into her car and reverses it out of the back wall into the garage. And drives to the station. Last week, she was sitting in a compartment on the soccer special, trying to douse the no-smoking sign, when she was joined by a strange visitor.
Good morning, miss. Is there room in here for a little one?
Sorry, this is a first-class joke compartment. The visual class is the next one down.
I know, but it's engaged at the moment.
Oh, I see.
The scenery is so pleasant on this journey, don't you think? I do so love to watch the tortoises in the fast lane.
Yes. I make this trip to Glasgow quite a lot. I'm taking my nephew his birthday present.
Oh, yes?
Oh, it's just some new aftershave.
Ah, gents of St. Pancras. Surely this doesn't make a man smell nicer.
It does in Glasgow.
Tell me, have you never thought of giving your nephew something like this?
Russian roulette video game? What on earth does that do?
The principle is perfectly simple. This cassette contains 6 recordings. 5 of them are completely blank, run-of-the-mill TV shows. But the 6th one is a never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK.
Oh, no! Oh!
Now... We still have quite a journey ahead of us. What do you say to a quick game?
Well, it's sounds a bit dangerous.
Nonsense. Here, we'll toss a British Rail salad to see who goes there. You call.
Snails.
Snails it is.
You go first.
This is BBC One, lie after another. And now, another fantastically, realistically made BBC space exploration series, with scenery more like real planets than you've had hot dinners. But only just.
Alien battle fleet ahead!
Attention, Earthlings! I must warn you all that unless you surrender to us immediately, we shall be forced to put on pairs of glittery tights.
Not the tights, they wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes. We shall also slip into the shirts with strings at the front. Get out the badly designed motorbike boots and punt around with lots of women with no bras on. And white leather trousers.
No, not the braless women.
I think I could have my hands full here, Kelly.
Very well.
First blood to me, I think. Now it is your turn.
Promise me one thing. If it is the never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK, you'll see I get a decent burial.
Oh, don't let's be pessimistic. Come, press the button.
Good morning. Cock up Magnuson Pipe, dental specialist. Can I help you?
Is this the place where you take people's teeth out?
Oh, no, it's much easier through the mouth.
Well, put them back on again, then.
Now, then, this is the dentist's waiting room. Here on the table is the fossilised skeleton of an autocar magazine. Over here on the wall, as a reminder that chlorine is good for your teeth, is a picture of Esther Ranson gargling with a swimming pool. And just here is the seat where, if you make yourself nice and comfortable, I say the dentist will see you now, Mr. Jobes.
Oh, right.
Ah, good morning. Wide open.
Oh, sorry.
Now then, just sit down, would you? Tell me if the chair's too high.
Hold on!
Just a minute, I'll lower it for you. Right, just put your head back, please. Anywhere on your neck will be fine. Good, good, good. That's perfectly lovely.
Oh, good.
Now, there's absolutely nothing at all to... Number 9 nerve grinder on this one. I can assure you it's all perfectly...
Heavy-duty gum hook.
In fact, I guarantee you'll hardly even...
Painatronic root skewers.
Just think. Right. So, if you'd just like to stop sucking that ferret, I think we'll be good.
That's my tongue, Doctor.
My God, it's still alive.
No. I said that's my... Oh, look, are you sure your eyesight's all right, Doctor?
Of course it is, Mrs. Jones. Of course it is. Now then, if you'll just sit back and completely relax, please.
Oh, I'll try.
Yes, there. Oh. That's it. And off we go.
What are you doing?
This is rather tougher than I thought. Nurse, get me Gelignite Anderson, will you? Now, open right again, please.
Gelignite Anderson?
Yes, very good, competent technician.
Open,
just relax. Just that.
Big job, is it, Frank?
Oh, yeah, yes. Big Trixie Jelly, yes. I should try about 6 charges under the set of Cremolo.
Oh,
possibly a couple of rounds of TNT under the lower incisors.
Will do! Right, you heard it, Frank!
Wider now, please.
Lively, you look at it. Get a few down between the
gaps.
You take cover behind here, behind the tussle.
Now, this won't hurt a bit, Mrs. Jones.
right. Now just spit into the bowl, please. Well, that's the ingrowing toenail out.
Are you sure you want to carry on with this?
Of course I do.
Check it, inspectors, please, Jimmy. Check it, inspectors, please.
I beg your pardon?
Come on, don't mess me up, Jimmy. Just sure as you check it, inspector.
It's you somewhere. Ah, oh, yes, it's here.
Chickies, please. Chickies. Oh! Right, and yours, sir.
You punched mine earlier on.
Oh. Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, my turn again, I believe.
Hello, and the very same introduction as usual to you from me, a man who used to be Valerie Singleton. And still is. And here we are once again in Earl's Court for this, one of the true highlights in the social calendar, the 49th International Ideal Body Exhibition. So, before we go on to discuss the unpleasant mental images inherent in that joke, I'd like, if I may, to put this question.
Who's next, please?
I am.
Oh, yes, Mr. Curtis. In you go, then. Congratulations, sir. The gods have indeed smiled on you this day, Mr.
Norman Ectol Critic.
My old friend, step right this way. The Dame Fortune is your new benefactor. Yes, indeed. Tonight there'll be much rejoicing at
13 Calcutta Street, Wandsworth.
For the family will be toasting in champagne in the name of
Norman Ectol Critic.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
Hello, is this the office of Sucker's Digest?
Correct, sir. Simply tear off the sticky label that says, yes, I am a naive cretin who thinks he's getting something for nothing, and send it back to us at Sucker's Digest, together with a lobotomy order authorizing your brain cells be removed by direct debit. And in return, we'll send you one of two amazing free gifts. Either Ken Dodd's £5 million fortune in white fibers, or a week's supply of dandruff for two. Which will it be? All you have to do is
Shut up! I've just about had a gutful of this, do you hear? All I've had through my letterbox every morning for the last 52 weeks is Sucker's Digest circulars. I'm sick of them, sick of them. Look at this, now, look at this. The Sucker's Digest Book of Bat Droppings. Illustrated by the man who designed Janet Street Porter's face. £29.50. Text extra. Sucker's Digest Book of the Pansy. And it's very close companion volume, Whoops, Get Her, Comrade. Completing special pull-out section and matching dirty raincoat. And look at it, look at this! This disgusting free gift you sent me. A picture of Donna Summer in the nude.
That's not Donna Summer in the nude. You're holding it upside down.
Oh, am I?
Yes, it's a picture of Mickey Mouse. Off we through now?
I don't think I want to go on with this.
Enough. Let us please to get on with the game.
Very well.
Right. I think that's enough dictation for today, Miss Perskins. We don't want to wear the carpet out.
Yes, Lord Russian Emigre.
I've got the Queen on Odenil for you, Lord Russian Emigre.
The Queen? Oh, right, put her on. Hello there? Oh, nice to speak to me again. How's Margaret these days? Oh, good, good. And Pink Floyd? Listen, sir, I've got your new 1980 Christmas spot all worked out, and it's a classic. Yes, that's right, yes. You open, same as usual, in drag, perched on a sofa by the dummy Christmas cards. But then, instead of the patronising message to the Commonwealth, we wipe some of your makeup off, and you do your impression of Groucho Marx. Yeah, that's right, sir. You'll be doing it with the Brother Lees, but we can dub the talent on afterwards. And then there's the tag. Wait for this. The tag is Henry Cooper doesn't walk on at the end. A blockbuster, isn't it, eh? Okay, then. Goodbye for now. Oh, love to George and Lily.
Your income tax advisor is in reception, sir.
Right, tell him to take the lift to the 24th floor.
Oh, but your office is on the ground floor, sir.
It's all right. He's got the way with figures.
Good morning, sir.
Now then, have you got the answers to those questions I asked?
Well, basically, sir, the position is this.
Great, I'll try it tonight and let you know how I get on. Now then, while you're here, I'd like you to cast your professional glass eye over my new smash hit project. You remember, of course, the financial disaster of my last three devil worship pictures?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Rosemary's Clooney. The Exorcist Big Night. And Taste the Blood of Harry Anastasinopoulos. Well, this time I'm onto a certain winner. Ooh, because I have bought the film rights to Satan's autobiography.
Satan has written an autobiography?
That's right, it's all here. Look. Yes. Soul Destroying Job. Published by Weidenfeld and Nightwood, £8.95. I got the first film rushes through only this morning. Max, take a look at this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The strange story you are about to witness tonight will challenge your belief in the very fabric of life. Never will you see anything quite so strange unfold. Unless you watch me lift up my stomach first thing in the morning. As always, I have made an attempt to reproduce faithfully, but my wife wasn't always available. Listen to it only if you dare.
We present the single word in stark yellow lettering on a black background, starring Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, Fred Harris, and a tin of cold vegetable soup. The very same tin of cold vegetable soup that won an OBE for its performance in Greece. Screenplay by Andrew Marshall and David Renwick, based on an original idea by Esther Ranson, assuming she ever had one. Produced and apologized for by David Hatch of the BBC Hatch, with the assistance of a mental block. The mental block is, of course, played by Arthur Mullard. The scene is the maternity ward at a small London hospital, where an expectant father waits anxiously for news of his baby.
Oh, what's the news, nurse? Is everything all right?
Well, Mr. Smoth, I'm afraid your wife's had a nasty shock.
Oh, no. What sort of nasty shock?
Eric Pout of Croydon.
Isn't he sweet? Now then, what have you got to say to your daddy, eh? What have you got to say to your daddy?
£2 today, please.
Isn't he a panic? You certainly got a very flat nose.
I know, I'll have to lay off the milk.
Oh, what a little wag.
Sorry.
Let me tickle you under the chin.
Why? Not that far under the chin.
Will you tell me now, how long have you had that rattle?
Since I hit my head on the floor. Here, I read that one on the wall of my potty.
How appropriate. Well, young Mr. Croydon, I expect you're ready for sleepy byes now. Mm. And don't suck your thumb like that.
Sorry.
Use your mouth.
Oh, God.
Well, only two more left.
And one of them is the never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK?
Correct. An endless barrage of obscure shows which will go on and on ad nauseam.
I thought ad nauseam was a commercial for the Daily Star.
No, that was just a cheap joke.
Oh, yes.
Here we go, then. I press the button for the last time.
Excuse me, can you direct me to Oxbridge Circus, please?
Yes, straight down this strip of recording tape for 3 seconds, and it's the big pattern of ferrous particles straight ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Come in. Close the door, would you? Sorry about the sound effects. We've just gone metric.
Oh, I see.
I'll be with you in just a moment, sir. Won't keep you, sir. Right, what can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for Eddie's 24-hour all-night sniffery.
One moment, sir. Yes, this is it, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I've brought a pair of socks in to be sniffed.
Right, hold on. I'll just get my pencil out. Oh, that's better. Now then, one pair of socks to be sniffed, is it?
That's right, yes.
And would you like them hand-sniffed, sir?
Yes, please.
How?
I beg your pardon.
How are we going to sniff them with our hands?
Well, you just said...
Never mind what I said, you stupid little man. Don't you think the concept of my running a 24-hour all-night sniffery is ludicrous enough without ignoramuses like you coming in making impossible suggestions? Think before you speak. Now then... How would you like these socks sniffed?
Nose sniffed.
That's better. And where are the particular socks you want me to sniff?
Here we are, here.
These are trousers, sir.
Pardon?
These are trousers, not socks.
Sorry, what's the difference?
Look. Here is a photo of a sock, do you see? And here is a sock of a photo.
Oh, I see.
Now then, when you're wearing these trousers, which side do you dress?
Outside.
Fine. Now, you want the nose sniffed. Anybody in particular's nose?
Oh, yes, please. Jonathan Miller's.
Oh. Now, that may be a little tricky.
How do you mean?
Well, we do send the odd express sniff job out to Mr. Miller, but we found that in practice anything smaller than a duffel coat and you may never see it again.
I'll just have them sniffed economy class then, please.
Might you are. Now, excuse me. Hello?
My foot's just going now.
I beg your pardon.
My foot, it's just gone. Locked away nicely.
I see. You may as well run along now. Something wackier has come up.
Oh, right.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
I have decided to flush myself down the lavatory in 80 days.
Flush yourself down the lavatory in 80 days, whatever for?
To promote greater world harmony and provide a sound basis for East-West détente.
Well, there'll be another chance to hear that programme on Tuesday at 12:27 p.m. here on a never-ending tape of Radio 4 UK.
Phew. Saved again.
But surely that was it. That was the Radio 4 UK jingle.
No, that was a wacky extract from the smash hit TV series The Bertie's Way, with Bertie spelt wrong. A clever deception, my dear. So now, it is up to you, I think.
Oh, please don't blame me.
It's your turn, my dear.
Don't save me from this never-ending Radio 4 jingle. Please.
Go ahead.
Tell me that god-awful continuity announcement with a clearly programme details. Please.
Press the button! Now!
Please!
Press the button! Now!